Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Ayin Aleph. If Mizmor Ayin Bet ends with the phrase, Kalu Tfilot David Ben Ishai, that with this we have finished the Tfilot of David Ben Ishai, this Mizmor Ayin Aleph is the penultimate Mizmor, the one before the end. The Mizmor seems to begin in the middle. There's no Pticha, there's no Kuteret, there's no opening instruction that we have almost come to expect, and the first Pasuk dives right in. Becha Hashem Chasiti al Evosha Leolam, in you, O Lord, I take refuge, may I never be put to shame. As we mentioned with Mizmor Ayin, this has led many, if not most Mefarshim, to claim that Mizmor Ayin and Ayin Aleph are really one Mizmor. Why were they divided, and when were they divided? Good questions, but not what we will be focusing on today. Instead, we will address the following questions. What is the message of the Mizmor? What is David HaMelech trying to say, and what words help to convey this message? Is there a historic event being alluded to, and how can this help us understand what is going on? And finally, we're going to look at some other psukim that are known to us from other places. So first of all, is this an historic event? The historic event is possibly Mered Avshalom, when David had to flee Yerushalayim at the end of his life. The rebellion lasted for 6 months and was painful on many different levels. David is older at this point, in his late 60s, and Avshalom is David's beloved son, in spite of the fact that Avshalom killed the Bechor Amnon and had been exiled for many years. And it's also painful because David is forced to leave his beloved city of Yerushalayim. But we still see the complete trust that David has in Hashem. What words appear in this Mizmor that help us understand this trust, this faith? The word tzedek appears 5 times, either in reference to acts that Hashem has done for David, either because David's enemies have wronged him, Ibn Ezra, or because of the idea of tzidkot Hashem, which is how the Malbim looks at it. Other words that show us refuge or being safe are the following. In Pasuk Gimel, Tzur Ma'on, a rock and refuge. And also, Sel'i Umitsudati, my rock and my fortress. In Pasuk Zayin, Machasi Oz, of might and refuge. There are verbs that recall when Hashem has saved David in the past, like Chasiti, sheltered me. Tatzileni in Pasuk Bet, to deliver me. And also Utefalteni, to rescue me, Vahoshieni, also all of these in Pasuk Bet, to save me, and Palteni in Pasuk Dalet, rescue me. We have words connoting time, time from the past, in the present, in the future. So Pasuk He talks about Ne'urai, from when he was young, from his youth, and Pasuk Vav, from even earlier, Mibetin Mim'e'imi, from conception, from my mother's womb. Pasuk Tet talks about older age, Le'et Zikna Kichlot Kochi, in my old age, as my strength leaves me. Pasuk Yudalid, Tamid Ayachel, I will always hope. Pasuk Yudzayin, Limadetani Minu'urai, you have taught me since youth. Pasuk Yudchet, V'gam Ad Zikna V'seva, now that I am old and gray. And in the same Pasuk, Ani Agid Zeroacha Lador Lechol Yavo Gvoratecha, until I tell the next generation of your power, Hashem. What does David want to do with all the information? Gam Ani Otcha Bechli Nevel Amitcha Lokai Azamra Lecha Vechinor Kedosh Yisrael. The second to last Pasuk of the second to last Mizmor, I will praise you, Hashem, with a lyre for your faithfulness, lyre, L-Y-R-E, the type of nevel, musical instrument. I will sing praises to you with a harp, O Holy One of Israel. And in Chav Gimel, the last Pasuk, Tiranana Shvatai ki azamra lach v'nafshi asher padita. My lips will delight in singing praise to you, my very being whom you redeemed. He wants to praise Hashem. If we look at the Mizmor and we look at the Psukim, we will note that there are 2 main sections, and one of them we're going to be able to divide into 2. And basically what David is saying, you helped me in the past and you'll help me in the future. And I want to tell of all that you did. I want to tell of your chesed. I want to tell of your gdolot, your nisim, your miracles. So the first section, David is saying, Hashem has saved me from a young age, even in utero, for my entire life. and because you helped me in the past, you will surely help me, he says, in the future. We'll note that Pasuk Aleph again does not have a koteret and jumps right in. Becha Hashem chasiti al evosha leolam. In your word, O Lord, I have put my trust. I will never be disappointed. Pasuk bet. Bitzikatcha tatzileni utefalteni hate elai osnecha vahoshieni. In your generosity, deliver me and save me. Incline your ear to me and redeem me. Pasuk gimel. Hiyeli litzur ma'on lavo tamid. Be a rock of refuge where I may always come. Tzivita lahoshieni ki kisal'i umetzudati ata. Command my salvation, for you are my rock and my fortress. Pasuk dalet. Elokai palteni miyad rasha mikaf me'avel v'chometz. O God, save me from the hand of the wicked, from the hand of the wrongdoer and the predator. Ki ata tikvati adoshem elokim miftachi minu'urai. For you are my hope, Master, O Lord, my trust since youth. Pasuk vav alecha. Nismachti mi beten mimei imi ata gozi bechati hilati tamid. I have relied on you since conception. From my mother's womb you brought me out. I will praise you always. Kimofet hayiti lirabim. I set an example for many. Vata machasi oz. You have always been my mighty refuge. Pasuk chet. Yimale fi tehilatecha kol hayom tifartecha. May my mouth be filled with your praise, your glory all day long. Pasuk tet. Al tashlicheni le'et zikna, kichlot kochi al ta'azveni. Don't cast me away in old age, as my strength fails, do not forsake me. Yud, ki amru oivai li, my enemies have spoken evil about me. V'shomrei nafshi no'atsu yachdav, those who watch my soul have conspired together. To do what? Yud aleph le'mor, saying, Elokim azavo, God has forsaken him. Ridfu v'tifsuhu ki en matzil, pursue him and catch him, there is no one to deliver him. But, says David, Elokim, al tirchak mimeni. Hashem, don't be so far away from me. Elokai le'ezrati chusha. Hasten to my aid, Hashem. This pasuk is almost identical to the first and last psukim of Mizmor Ayin, which also helps to show the connection between them. And to quickly read those psukim again, pasuk bet of Mizmor Ayin, Elokim lahatzileni, Hashem le'ezrati chusha. God save me, Lord help me, hasten. Va'ani ani ve'evyon Elokim chushali ezrili umefaltiata Hashem al te'achar. I am lowly and needy. God, hasten to help me. You are my help. You are the one who frees me. Do not delay. And hopefully you heard some of the shorashim that are repeating from that first mizmor in Mizmor Ayin, the psukim I just read, and the last psukim of this section. The final pasuk of this first section, Yud Gimel, Yevosher Yichlu Sotnei Nafshi, let my accusers be shamed and ruined. Ya'atu Cherpa Uchlima Mevakshei Ra'ati, let those who seek my harm be cloaked in disgrace and humiliation. The next section talks about praising Hashem, and since there are two ways that David praises Hashem, we will further divide this section in half. So the first part of the second section, David wants to continue. I want to continue to tell of your chesed and niflaot, your dalid. Va'ani tamid ayachel v'hosafti al kol tehilatecha. As for me, I shall always hope and praise you forever and ever. Pi yisaper tzidkatecha kol hayom teshuatecha ki lo yadati sforot. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, your salvation all day long, though it is immeasurable. Pasuk tetzayin, avo bigvurot ad Hashem Elokim, azkir tzidkatcha levadecha. I will come to tell of your powerful deeds, O Lord God. I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. Yudzayin, Elokim limadetani minu'urai. God, you have taught me miracles from my youth. Va'ad hena agid niflotecha. To this very day, I will tell of your nisim, your marvels. Yudched, v'gam ad zikna v'seva, Elokim al ta'azveni. And moreover, Hashem, do not forsake me at the time of old age and gray hair. Ad agid zroacha ledor lechol yavo givuratecha, until I can tell the strength of your arm to every generation, of your mighty strength to all who will come. The second part of this section begins with the next pasuk and tells of the gdolot that Hashem has done for David. V'tzidkatcha Elokim ad marom asher asita gdolot Elokim michamocha. Your righteousness, God, reaches the highest heights, for you have done great things, O God, who is like you. Note, this pasuk is recited after Tefillat Mincha on Shabbat. They represent, it's a series of three psukim that represent three people who are said to have died on Shabbat, Yosef, Moshe, and David. Though the Bach notes that Moshe did not really die on Shabbat afternoon, but he was buried on Shabbat afternoon. It is part of three verses from Sefer Tehillim that appear in almost all Nuscha'ot of Tefillah on Shabbat afternoon, though the order of the three psukim varies. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch notes that by reciting these three verses, we are showing that we accept Tziduk Hadin, or God's judgment, that Hashem is just in his actions, even when it seems to be negative to us. We recite them on Shabbat afternoon, as Shabbat is coming to its end, since the sadness with which we face the end of Shabbat makes it appropriate for this Tefillah to be said. Therefore, on those Shabbatot, where had it been a weekday, we would not have recited Tachanun, we don't recite Tzidkatcha. And so recently, if we think about the last month before Purim and before Pesach, on special Shabbatot, like Shabbat Shkalim, Shabbat Zachor, Parah, or Chodesh, we do not recite Tzidkatcha after the Amida, Pasuk Chaf. Hashir hir itani tsarot rabot veraot tashuv techayeni ut mitzmahot ha'arts tashuv ta'aleni. You have shown me great and evil troubles, make us live again and bring us up again from the deepest depths. Chaf alev terev gedulati v'tisov t'nachameni. You will increase my greatness, you will turn and comfort me. Chaf bet gamani otcha bichli nevel amitcha elokai azamra lacha v'chinor kedosh Yisrael. I will praise you with a lyre for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praises to you with a harp, O Holy One of Israel. Tiranena sfatai ki azamra lach v'nafshi asher padita. My lips will rejoice, for I will give praise in your presence, and also my soul that you have redeemed. And the last pasuk, gam lashoni kol hayom teheged tzidkatecha. My tongue will express your righteousness all day long. Ki boshu ki chafru mefakshei ra'ati. For those who have sought my harm were shamed and reviled. David wants to continue to praise and to explain to the future generations all that Hashem has done. We also see this idea of thanking Hashem and preparing for the future by comparing the beginning of this mizmor, Ayin Aleph, to the beginning of the mizmor, Lamed Aleph. Notes Rav Benny Gunstuntite, the psukim look almost identical, but if we look carefully, we can see changes that show the growth in David and the stage of life that he is currently in. In Mizmor Lamed Aleph, David is asking Hashem to be Tzur Ma'oz instead of the Tzur Ma'on in Ayin Aleph. What's the difference between a Ma'on and a Ma'oz? Ma'oz is a place of strength. David is asking Hashem for shelter. Ma'on is a home, but one that refers to a dwelling of Hashem. Earlier in life, David wanted simply to be safe and turn to Hashem for protection. Now, David wants a place he can call home, but one that is imbued with a Shekhinah. The Mizmor has some lines that might be familiar to you, or some words. The first one is going to be Pasuk Zayin, Mofet, Kemofet Hayiti Lerabim, Matem Achasi Oz. I've sent an example for many, while you have been my mighty refuge. Mofet is a word associated with what Hashem did in Egypt, what we would today refer to as miracles. It is in essence something that others will see and learn from. In what way does David see himself as a Mofet? Rashi, because, says David, many saw what happened to me and were worried that some trouble might befall them. The Malbim, many thought me a Pella and a Mofet, that my salvation and survival were not natural, and I always praised you, Hashem, that it was not my strength that saved me, but the strength of Hashem. And Ibn Ezra, I was an example to those who didn't believe in Hashem, because I did believe in you and relied on you. The next familiar pasuk is Pasuk Tet, Al tashlicheni le'it zikna, kichlot kochi al ta'azveni. Don't cast me away in old age. As my strength fails, don't forsake me. David is asking Hashem, or begging him, don't abandon me in old age, so that people won't say whatever I accomplished in the past was because of my strength. This pasuk becomes part of the Shema Koleinu Tefillah that Ashkenazim recite during Slichot throughout the month of Elul and during the Tefillot of Rosh Hashanah, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. We open the Aron and recite the psukim responsively. But it also sums up what is so important in these last two mizmorim, Ayin and Ayin Aleph, and really in all the mizmorim in the second collection of Mizmorei David, that there is so much I, David, have learned in my life, My body may be weaker, but my acuity is as strong as ever. There is much I have to share with the new generation and those generations to come, who can learn from me, from my trials and tribulations, and from the chesed and the gedolot that you have shown me. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.